Here at Paddy Power, we're the home of the Money Back Special, with some incredible offers every single week. Check out the website or app today. Terms and conditions apply. 18+ BeGambleAware.org.
Hi there, welcome along to the Racing Post Cheltenham Day 4 postcast. One more day to go. It's Bruce Millington, Paul Keighley, David Jennings and Paddy Powers. Tom Nugent, let's do the best race for the day and indeed the week first. The Cheltenham Gold Cup, sponsored by Magners. It's wide open, it's competitive, and Tom Nugent, what's the latest betting from Paddy Power?
Yeah, we're 7-2 joint favourites now. Native River with the rain. Punters seem to have latched on to him a little bit, but Presenting Percy is our biggest anti-post liability. He's 7-2 joint favourite as well. Kansas Obo next in at 4s, and it's 10-1 and bigger the rest. Ruby Walsh is jocked up in Bells Hill now, so that's been popular at 10s.
I'm sure we'll be hearing more about Bells Hill in a moment, but Keels first. This rain is sheeting down, isn't it? We're talking on Thursday lunchtime. So you expecting soft?
Yeah, you'd imagine it will be again now, won't you? It was starting to dry out yesterday. It wasn't as bad as we thought it was going to be, but they've had more rain this morning, so it's going to be on the soft side for sure, yeah.
This is a tough race. I mean, just having one pick, you'd do well to get the winner, wouldn't you? But if you're only having one, who would you go for?
Well, I think this is as hard as some of the handicaps on the day. It's a really, really tough race. I'm not going at the front of the market. I like one or two of Willie Mullins. One of them's Album Photo. Gave weight and a very easy beating to Total Recall, who'd been second in a Hennessy in his time at Tremor. And I know it's only we would call that a gaff track in Britain, but he did it in a really, really good time, and he had him beaten a long, long way out. He's just a 7-year-old on a roll, a bit like Kenboy as well, who won the Savills Chase at Leopardstown. They would be my two against the field.
Kenboy and Album Photo, both Willie Mullins. I think you're going for another Willie Mullins horse, aren't you, DJ?
I am, yeah. First of all, the one horse I don't fancy in the race at all is Native River. I would be keen to take him on. I think this is a much better Gold Cup than last year. You've got Presenting Percy, you've got Clan de Zobo, and you've got Bells Hill. Three proper, genuine Gold Cup contenders. Whereas last year, it turned into a two-horse race. I think it's a better race this year. The one I've liked for some time is Bells Hill. People keep saying about his Cheltenham form, but that's all been on the old course, and it's much tighter and sharper. You're turning more. This is a more galloping track on the new course. I just think he's a different horse this year. Last year, he didn't make a seasonal reappearance until the 24th of February. He's had a completely uninterrupted prep this year. Everything has gone right. Ruby has picked him over the two that Paul has picked, and he thinks there's no comparison between them. That's good enough for me. I can't believe he's still a double-figure price. I'm all over Bells Hill.
How much do you fancy Bells Hill?
Not at all. Just don't think he likes the place where he doesn't travel now. I know he says it's another track, but it's just the way he's gone round here. I can't really have him at all.
Okay, Tom, who's your fancy?
I'd be in a similar camp. I don't think enough has been said about how hard of a race Bells Hill might have had the last day, and it probably hasn't been highlighted enough. Now, obviously, Ruby's gone for him, so he'll be popular regardless, but the one against the field, if you were to look away from the top of the market, Shattered Love is in there 28-1. She travelled through the JLT, like, she'll stay really, really well. She struggled to get her head in front this year, but I thought she was interesting for a fiver at a big price.
Okay, let's talk about some of the others at the head of the market. Presenting Percy Kills. I just have this feeling that it's not preordained, because racing doesn't work like that, but he's a man with a plan, isn't he, Pat Kelly? I mean, can you see it coming off?
Yeah, I mean, it's a strange plan. It's a much different plan from the previous 2 years when he ran loads of times. Not running over fences for a whole year, that wouldn't do it for me at all, to be honest. But, I mean, you know, he knows what he's got in the yard. But, you know, the thing is, the race has actually become harder to win rather than easier while he's been in his box. You know, we've got these horses come through. And to me, he now doesn't have anywhere near the best form in the race, and he's still joint fav.
Pick up tomorrow's Racing Post, because there's actually a quote from Pat Kelly.
Really?
Tony O'Hare managed to find and talk to the main man.
And what did he say? Sod off, I'm not talking to you.
I haven't seen it yet.
What about Clan de Zobo? He's got a little short, hasn't he, DJ?
He has, yeah. I just can't believe how sweet Tom Siegel is on him. Like, you did previews with him as well. And he's talking about winning 3 Gold Cups, that he's as good as Cotto Star. Unbelievable stuff coming out of his mouth. And obviously, we all respect him. So you have to take that very seriously. I just wonder what his form amounts to. The last day against Hereford, he was very impressive and he jumps well. I thought the King George completely fell apart. He could be an exceptional racehorse. But I think, at the moment, looking ahead as potential Gold Cup winners, I think next year top of the game will be better suited to a Gold Cup than Clan de Zobo.
I'll tell you what, I'll do a real big difficult test. The 1, 2, 3 in the Gold Cup. Tom Nugent.
Presenting Percy, Bells Hill and Shattered Love.
DJ.
Bells Hill, Presenting Percy, and I'm going to go Thistlecrack third.
Okay. And what? What? What?
He'll be jumping the last when the leaders go over the line. He'll be exhausted. Now, I'm going to go Album, Photo, Kemboy and Native River, who will just stay on into the prime.
That was disrespectful.
That was funny. Right, let's do the first race on the card. It's the Triumph Hurdle. And Sir Eric has been a warm order for a long, long time now for Joseph O'Brien. Just how short is he now?
Even money in 7-1 bar. He's the absolute lock for Irish punters. And if we can get him beat, we'll be doing very, very well.
Do you think you can get him beat, Tom?
I suppose Keldestan has done nothing but keep winning. So he's the one that we'd be looking to get him done. But he's just been very impressive. He's a classy horse in the flat himself. And it's looking very, very unlikely. But we'll try our best anyway.
DJ, we had we had a message, didn't we, from Joseph last week to say that the horse had a stone bruise but that he was fine. I mean, should we read anything into that, or do you think it is all good?
I think if it wasn't the modern era and everybody wants to know everything, we'd know nothing about it. I think it's just a case of we see the stuff with Santini, and I think Joseph felt that if a rumour got out, he would look bad, so he tried to get out there. I think it's fine. The fact that Fakhar Didari ran in the Supreme tells you that they think he's fine. He'll probably win. He's a very good horse, but there is, because he's making the market, this huge value in the each way market, and the one I like at a huge price and have done for some time is Cur Sublime, who's 20-1 at the moment with Paddy Power. He won't start 20-1, no way whatsoever. Davy Russell rides him. Now, he did a piece of work last week with Battle Over Diane, and Keith Donoghue rode him in the piece of work, and he said he worked a bomb. Now, that doesn't look too good now after Battle Over Diane was pulled up in the Ballymore, but he's been crying out for soft ground all year. He's going to get that. If there was one race all year that's made for Cur Sublime, it is the Triumph. They're going to go quick. He's a good jumper. He could have 3 wins over hurdles to his name. He's been a little bit unlucky. I'd advise people to take that 20-1. I don't think he's going to go off anywhere near that price.
Keels, what's your view on the Triumph?
Yeah, I mean, you're not going to be surprised if Sir Eric proves by miles the best horse in the race. I mean, he's a group race flat performer. He only got beat, you know, less than 3 lengths by Stradivarius. But he did get a really, really easy time of it at Leopardstown last time. And he's going to have softer ground here, which will suit. But it might just test his jump in. And I thought Gardens of Babylon, I know he was beaten 6 lengths by him, but he actually came from you know, last position in a race that was run really slowly. And I think he's a real, real strong stayer. And I can't see him finishing out of frame. I think he'll get closer to Sir Eric this time. I've had a decent each way bet on him.
Okay, the 210 is the County Hurdle. It's a tricky one. I think Willie's got the fav, hasn't he, Tom?
Yeah, Whiskey Sour tops the market at 6-1. Chitabello's next in at 10s alongside Eclair de Beaufort, 12-1. Western Rider, Mr. Adjudicator, Crook's Peak, Capitan, Monsieur Lecoq, and 14-1 bar.
Pick the bones out of that.
28 runner handicap. Willie Mullins and Dan Skelton have won six of these since 2010. They're just the go-to men. Chitabello looks like he's been absolutely planned for this. He's only won once this season. Second to Midnight Shadow, beaten half a length. Went up £3 for that, but Midnight Shadow has since gone up £16. Chitabello's been given a wind operation, remains £10 lower than he was at his best last year. He looks absolutely thrown in. I think he's got to run a big race. The Mullins one I like is the mare Cut the Mustard. She's been running only in mare's handicaps and travelling really well, and got to the front too soon last time. I'd imagine she'll be played late. There'll be my 2 stabs.
Chitabello for Paul Keighley. Who for David Jennings?
Yeah, I know you hate this, but I tipped Whiskey Sour in the paper last week for this race at 20-1, and he's 6-1 now, so I just wanted to get that in there. Yeah.
Oh, well done. Isn't that great, eh? None of you could get the 20s, but you've got to be pleased for DJ, haven't you? Who do you fancy?
Yeah, he's got a cracking chance, 6-1. The one I think who's suited to the race best, and it's interesting to see he's booked a £5 claimer, is Western Rider, who's just got form tied in with Grade 1 horses. I thought he ran well in the old Greatwood, as they used to call it earlier on in the season in November. He likes Cheltenham. He's now up to 150, but Harry Teal takes off £5. I find it hard to see him finishing out of the first 5, and at the prices, I think he's better value than Whiskey Sour at about 12-1.
Have you sussed one for this, Tom?
I haven't. I'd be under pressure, but just to highlight, we'll be paying 5 places, 0 pairs, and if Chitabello wins, he's by a good horse called Sagebrook, and have a filly yearling at home for sale if anyone wants to get in touch. Yeah, absolutely.
There you go. Right, we'll take a quick break and we'll be back with the rest of the day 4 card at Cheltenham.
Friends, or maybe more, earn a £20 free bet for every friend you refer to Paddy Power, thanks to our Friends with Benefits programme. Log in to your Paddy Power account and share your referral link to get started. Terms and conditions apply. 18+. BeGambleAware.org.
Welcome back to the Day 4 Racing Post Postcast. It's Bruce Millington, Paul Keighley, David Jennings and Paddy Power's Tom Nugent, and we are going to tackle Another really tricky day four test is the Albert Bartlett. Loads of runners, wide open. What's the latest betting, Tom?
This is a really, really good Albert Bartlett, in my opinion. Listen, Agar Oscar is top of the market, 5-1 now. Burstdale next in at 6s alongside Commander of Fleet. Dicky Diver, 15-2 and 8-1 bar.
Given you're so keen on the race, perhaps you could give us the winner.
It's a little bit unoriginal, but listen, Agar Oscar, form has just continued to get better and better. He's a lot of them covered in his last run, and I think he's the one to beat. I'd be very, very sweet in about 5s now. He's my bet of the day, to be honest.
Keels.
This is routinely the turn-up race of the meeting. You get outsiders win it year after year after year because most of the horses that run in it aren't tough enough. You've got the likes of Birchdale and Dicky Diver that just haven't had enough starts, and you know they will get beaten up. Lisnagar Oscar is tough, but if you like Lisnagar Oscar, there's a horse in there that beat him over course and distance earlier in the season and is 5 times the price. Now, Rock Point is his name, trained by Colin Tizard. He cannot possibly win on the form of his last 2 starts, but you'd have said the same about Kilbrick and Storm, who won the race for him last year at 33-1. He beat Lisnagar Oscar quite easy there, and if he returns to that sort of form, he's got a price. And in a race, you get a turn up. I'd definitely have a few quid each round him.
Okay, and DJ, who'd you like?
That deserved the laugh more than my tip earlier on. Rock Point, God. I fancy Rhinestone. I think I liked his run at the Dublin Racing Festival. I thought he stayed on really strongly. He's a touch of class. He started a very short price for the Champion Bumper last year, and I think the step up and trip has helped him. He's had a few issues and his jumping needs to be ironed out a little bit, but going forward I think he's the most exciting horse in the race, and I think he has got that kind of appetite for battle that you need in this race. So Rhinestone, I actually fancy Joseph to have 3 winners on Friday, so Rhinestone is going to be the middle leg, I hope.
Well, if you're not in front by the time the Gold Cup has been run, it gets very tough. We've got the Fox Hunters and then 2 real beasts. To conclude the card, we'll do the Fox Hunters next, 4-10, and it's pretty open this year, isn't it, Tom?
Yeah, Stand Up and Fight is our 3-1 favourite. Uccello Conti is next in at 4-1. Hazel Hill, 11-2, and 6-1. Road to Rome, 7-1, and bigger the rest.
Keels, I like Uccello Conti. I think he's got a touch of class. Would you put me off him?
I'm not a great expert when it comes to point form or anything, but isn't Uccello Conti just potentially different class? He ran, you know, he was only 16-1 for the Grand National off a mark of 147 in April. And since then, he was in contention as well when he came down 4 out. Since then, he's won a point, 200 chases very easily. He's only 11, trained by Gordon Elliott. I mean, what's not to like?
I agree. Do you agree?
Yeah, I'd 3 votes for Uccello Conti. Stand Up and Fight. I think he'll finish second, third or fourth this year, and he might win it for the next 2 or 3 years in a row. That's how good I think he is. But he's just a bit of a baby for the race this year. You need to have the experience like Uccello Conti has. He's ran a National, he's ran a Thiestes. He just seems to tick every box. And the one final box, when you look at these races, the jockey. And he's got by far the best jockey in the race. He's already had 2 winners. And if he's level coming over the last, you know Jamie's going to get him home. He's so strong. I think he could go off very short, Uccello Conti. I'd be advising people to back him today.
Okay, and Tom?
Yeah, I was a big fan of Uccello Conti for a very long time, but he constantly broke my heart. He nearly won 2 Paddy Powers. He should have won at Thiestes, and he ran well in a couple of Nationals. But I'm just concerned if he gets headed jump in the last, he mightn't fancy it a little bit. I've a few quid rolling in off a nice anti-post docket on Hazel Hill. I don't think he got enough credit after winning what maybe on paper doesn't look like an amazing Hunter Chase in Warwick, but I think he's a decent chance at 11-2.
Okay, next up is the Grand Annual 2 mile chase run at a searching pace. And another open contest. Tom, what's the latest bet?
Yeah, 5 places here with Powers Magic Saint tops the market at 9-2. What's wrong with you? 7-1, 8-1, not another muddle, and 10-1, and bigger the rest.
Keels, go first.
Yeah, I think this could be the better of the day. Not another muddle for Gary Moore. I thought he ran a race that said Grand Annual all over it when he won at Sandown a few weeks ago. And what's happened since just reinforces the view, because the third went out and won by 16 lengths next time and has gone up £10. Makes Not Another Muddle look really, really well treated off a £7 higher mark than the last time. He's only run four or five times over fences. He's won 3 of them. I think he's got a huge, huge chance.
Who do you fancy, DJ?
Well, I've had 3 strong handicap fancies going into this week. As you know, we suffered together yesterday.
Oh, Wicklow Brave.
Wicklow Brave was one of them. Champers and Ice today. And the final one is La Prisienne, last year's winner. How on earth he's managed to get into this race off £1 higher than the mark he won so easily off last year is incredible. He's only ran twice over fences this season. He started off the campaign chasing home Silver Streak, who was placed in the Champion Hurdle, trying to give him £12 in the Welsh Champion Hurdle. That now looks an incredible performance. The ground has come right. He's won the race before. He knows what it takes to win a handicap around here. And he should be favoured. I can't believe he's not favoured. I think he'll win. I'd be very, very sweet on him. I'm taking on Paul once again.
And Tom.
Yeah, if Paul Keighley fancies not another muddle, it's good enough for me. Now, you could argue maybe he's not that well handicapped because he's just been progressive, but I think he could be very interesting. Anytime you see Gary Moore with one down the bottom of the weights, it's always one to take note of, so good enough for me.
Okay, this wonderful marathon week concludes with the, what is it, it's the Martin Pipe, isn't it? 5:30. So if those of us who need to get out of trouble can do so, let's see how they bet, and then we'll get the tips off the lads. Tom, what's the latest on the Martin Pipe?
Yeah, five places here again with Powers. Dallas just picked on tops the market for us, and we're very exposed to him as well. He's 3-1 favourite. Early Doors next in at 7-1. Cartwright at 10s. Pym 12-1 and 14-1 in bigger.
Would you be taking the back in the jolly at such a short price, Tom?
Probably not in a kind of a lottery like the Martin Pipe, but you do get sometimes a really well handicapped or just a class horse in the race, so we'll be trying to get him beat anyway. In terms of betting, I know Early Doors is very well fancied for the JP McManus camp, but I'll be probably keeping my dough in my pocket and hopefully hitting the bar at that stage.
Oh, that's the last place I'll be going to the bar. I need to detox for about 3 weeks. You're going out with Alistair Down on Saturday, aren't you?
Yeah, finishing in style.
Good luck with that. Who's going to win the Martin Pipe?
Early Doors. Early Doors was third in the race last year. I think he hit a low of 1.24, something like that, in running. He looked like he was going to win coming down to the last, and then just got a little bit outstayed on the ground. I think he's a year older, he's a year stronger. He's been campaigned, interestingly. He's been campaigned in Grade 1s against Apples Jade. He finished third to Apples Jade in the Hatton's Grace at Fairy House, and then he was second to her at Christmas at Leperton over 3 miles. I just think he could be in a different league to these. I think he could potentially be verging on Grade 1 class. I don't think that any of the rest of these are, and I think he's very well handicapped. He's only a couple of pound higher than last year, and young John Joe Neal has been booked, so Early Doors to win the last race.
Keel, sign off with a good one.
Yeah, two I like. One of them has got Grade 1 form. Get a Reason was third in a Grade 1 at Nace in January. I just think he's got some pretty decent level of form, and he's rated 140 for Willie Mullins. I think that's got a good shout. And there's one down the bottom called Champagne Court who interests me. Jeremy Scott booked Rex Dingle, who's ridden 27 winners in Britain this year. He's had a really, really good season, looks really promising, and he called Champagne Court an exciting prospect for the future earlier on this season. Hasn't quite gone that well. He's been fifth in a couple of Grade 2 races and then blew out when a short price for a handicap, but I just think he's an interesting horse off a very low mark.
Okay, day 4 bankers. Tom.
Listen, I got to ask in the Albert Bartlett.
DJ?
Bells Hill.
Not another muddle in the Grand Annual Football.
And which horse do you really not fancy on day 4? Kills?
Bells Hill.
What do I not fancy? I don't fancy...
Have a little think about
Native
it.
River, Native okay. River. Oh, yeah, don't fancy Native River, no.
We've got a little laugh there. It's like Top Gear, this, isn't it? Everyone's gathered around in the shopping village to watch.
Do you fancy in the Gold Cup, by the way?
I think Presenting Percy will win, but a mad price, I'm going to back Bristol Demai.
I'm not going to laugh at you because I love the yours.
Okay, right. Tom, which horse should we avoid on day 4?
Stand up and fight in the Fox Hunters.
Okay, thank you very much, chaps. That is it for the Cheltenham Postcast, but we are back tomorrow to look ahead to the weekend. Join us on Monday when Maddie and the gang will be reviewing all this fantastic action and looking ahead to what's coming up. We've got golf on Wednesday, football on Thursday. Join us for all those. Thanks very much indeed.
Paddy Power Games has over 250 of your favourites to play online, and we're going to attempt to name them all in this 10-second ad before the T's and C's kick in. There's Blackjack, 18+, bgambleaware.org.